$11,414, A&amp;A Farms Incorporated, northwest of Road 525, Coverdale Road, 1.1 miles southwest of Route 18, Seashore Highway. 911 address, none available. Tax map ID is District 430, map 23, parcel 82.02. A special use exception for a concrete batch plant.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Edward K., 22288 Coverdale Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just so the board's aware, our firm has done some work for the applicant in the past. I don't believe that creates a conflict of interest in this hearing, but if the board felt that way, they could defer any questions to Vince Roberts.
Well, thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to ask for a special use variance for this property where we've operated a concrete batching plant for approximately 4 years now. I don't believe we've had any complaints at all of the plant operation. It's located in a borrow pit or an existing borrow pit on Coverdale Road, and we're just asking for an extension on that permit for 5 more years.
Okay. So you have built this?
Yes.
This is a renewal.
Yeah, it's a renewal. It's built and operating.
I have inspector's remarks have not started construction. And built.
He must have missed the property because you can't hardly miss it.
That's why I asked that. I got right here. You have not started construction.
That's the first question I was going to ask you. Years, you haven't started construction. Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I don't know how he did that.
It says board approved. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we approved it in 2009.
Yeah.
Here's the case number, and it says, you know, has not started construction. And that's why I asked you what.
Obviously, it really hasn't adversely affected the use of neighboring adjacent properties, has it?
No.
Yeah, that's one good thing.
No, you haven't. Okay,
can you tell
then
it's there?
Well, I was all primed to start asking you why you were not doing that. Why you weren't doing
that. Light on the picture then. Yeah. All righty. Well, let's see if there's any questions then from members of the board. We'll go to you, Mr. Hudson.
All your operations will be conducted just the same as it has passed.
That's correct.
Years, nothing's changed.
The property's actually bermed, so I mean, you can still see it there. That's for sure because plant's fairly high, but it's bermed. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind type deal, I think.
But no changes in operation.
No changes in the operations at all.
Everything remains the same.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So when they approved your case number 10-512, there have been no changes to what you presented?
No, sir.
Okay. And that was on 11-2009?
Mm-hmm.
You know why I'm doing that, so it goes into the record. Okay. No changes.
No changes.
Okay. Mr. Warden? Mr. Mills?
In your opinion, this use has not adversely affected the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. What's in the neighborhood? You say it's properties burned. What's around there?
Well, you have Coverdale's Crossroads, the nearest development to us. Actually, part of our property does border that, the existing borrow pit that was Earth Movers operation. Across from us is farm fields, and all behind us and to the north side of us is all farm fields, so it's pretty much farmland.
And what else is on the property? Anything?
We have the concrete batching plant, and we have a sand plant that's not operational on that property. And we have a storage building there, too, on the same property.
There's also a motocross track in close proximity?
No, that's my other pit. That's
okay.
Where my asphalt plant used to be.
Right, okay.
That's on the same road, but it's down.
Yeah.
further?
I guess only, and you've not received any complaints from neighbors or anything since you've
No complaints that I'm aware of at all.
And it's been in operation for the last 4 years?
Yeah, because we took us about a year to construct, and we started right after the permit, so I think the permit expires in November.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing further.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
That's more than I usually have now.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has testified that, in his opinion, the use has not been an adverse, has not had an adverse effect on the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. And since we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, make a motion that we approve case number 11,414 for a period of 5 years.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,414 for a period of 5 years? All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,414 is approved for 5 years.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So would you come back in next time? In 5 years, would you put a sign up here, I'm here? Okay, so the
I'll
inspector
do
doesn't go by. Oh.
There's a notes in his file.
His inspector.
It's there. His inspector. The one that... I don't know.
Oh. That's our remark.